Did I even like the Golgotha painting? I could not be sure of that either. And the rest of the inscription about selling a soul. I was considerably intrigued by that and let my thoughts ramble on the subject of Satanist complexes and the vagaries of half-crazy painters. As I read that evening, I glanced up again and again at my new possession. Sometimes it seemed ridiculous, sometimes sinister. Shortly after midnight, I rose, gazed once more, and then turned out the parlor lamp. For a moment, or so it seemed, I could see those dancers, so many dim pink silhouettes in the sudden darkness. I went to the kitchen for a bit of whiskey and water, and thence to my bedroom. I had dreams. In them, I was a boy again, and my mother and sister were leaving the house to go to a theater where, think of it, Richard Mansfield would play Beau Brummel. I, the youngest, was told to stay at home and mind the troublesome furnace. I wept copiously in my disappointed loneliness, and then Mansfield himself stalked in full Brummel regalia. He laughed goldenly and stretched out his hand in warm greeting. I, the lad of my dreams, put out my own hand, then was frightened when he would not loosen his grasp. I tugged, and he laughed again. The gold of his laughter turned suddenly hard, cold. I tugged with all my strength and woke. Something held me tight by the wrist. In my first half moment of wakefulness, I was aware that the room was filled with the pink dancers of the picture in nimble, fierce, happy motion. They were man-sized, too, or nearly so, visible in the dark with the dim radiance of foxfire. On the small scale of the painting, they had seemed no more than babyishly plump. Now they were gross, like huge, erect toads. And as I awakened fully, they were closing in, a menacing ring of them, around my bed. One stood at my right side, and its grip, clumsy and rubbery hard like that of a monkey, was closed upon my arm. I saw and sensed all this, as I say, in a single moment. With the sensing came the realization of peril, so great that I did not stop to wonder at the uncanniness of my visitors. I tried frantically to jerk loose. For the moment I did not succeed, and as I thrashed about, throwing my body nearly across the bed,